Perhaps you could clarify the temporary hem stretcher restriction only applies to the Shannon Basin Coast Guard continues to provide nation. Why the differentiation, or is that only a temporary measure? And could the Minister also confirm that the Rescue 118 maintains its 24-hour coverage once it transfers or has transferred to Bristow, Ireland, or might it be reduced to a 12-hour service as seen in Shannon? Are there plans to, because whatever part of the coast that fishing vessels are, if there's medical assistance needed, all parts of the coast are important. And why the 12-hour service out of Shannon while there's 24-hour service out of the other areas, and particularly Sligo in the northwest? Can you clarify if Sligo will maintain its 24-hour coverage, which is all important? And it's often said, as of now, that if one has a heart attack on Tory Island or Narmore Island, that it's better having it there because they'll be in Derry or in Letterkenny or in Sligo and Galway more quickly than they would be if they're in the along the coast, which can take a number of hours to get there by ambulance. So perhaps the Minister could clarify a few of those questions for me.
Following an engagement process with both contractors, the dates for the transfer of the remaining three bases have been revised. So Weston is the 1st of July 2025, Sligo the 15th of December 2025, and Waterford the 31st of January 2026. And I just want to reiterise that the Department of Transport is prioritising the safe and effective transition of this aviation contract without interruption of service, and is ensuring that the two contracted operators, CHCI and BIL, are providing sufficient capacity, expertise and resources to maintain safe search and rescue operations on a 24/7 basis across all areas of the country throughout this process. The Department has engaged with both contractors to facilitate revised transition timelines. As I've stated, the transition timeline following engagement and agreement between the two operators has been extended to February 2026 at no cost to the Exchequer. The operation of four bases provides the resilience for service delivery so that when individual bases become temporarily unavailable, the workload is shared among the other bases and the specific requirements for each mission being assessed as they arise. In the case of both contracts, availability of any base can range from full availability to partial availability or temporary availability. The new contract operated by Bristow Island will increase the capacity and capability of the Coast Guard to provide a range of essential services that are of strategic importance to the state, including maritime and inland sea and rescue, environmental monitoring and aerial medical support. And I recognise the critical importance of this service to our offshore islands, in particular who rely on the Irish Coast Guard to provide day and night time aerial medical support to these communities. The Department will not risk or allow any risks to be taken in a rush to meet contractual deadlines. Safety of crew is the overarching priority, and I wish to reiterate that during this transition phase, the continued safe, efficient and effective aviation service is the overarching priority for the Government.